Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, friends. Happy little Monday over here.
Oh,
happy little Monday.
Nice. We get to change roles.
Patrick Harris here with you.
Just
for the moment.
Full of piss and vinegar.
That's Danny Meringue right over there. Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm stoked about that. Love having Casey in.
Oh, you stoked to have another Beavin?
That's right. I hate you. Look, do we need to just address the elephant in the room right now real quick?
I mean, yeah.
2 weeks ago, Brandon Sprague was like, I don't care. I don't hate Wazoo. And then today, he's all full of P and V. Not happy about it. I think it's kind of bullshit if you ask me.
You just went from not caring at all to caring so deeply. And this is so great. I love this for you.
It's wild, man. It's crazy how sports can do this to you. You know, I always found it fascinating when celebrities die. And someone's like, oh, like today's the anniversary of John Lennon being shot. And, you know, there are people that, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, fill in the blank is dead. And like, they just mean so much to me. I'm so broken up about it. And it's like, well, you don't know them. It's like, no. But the impact on their life is huge. And I always thought that was kind of lame. And now my program is dead. And now I understand and I have sympathy and empathy and everything you want to throw at it. Now I get it. It sucks.
How are you feeling about that?
It sucks, dude. It's terrible. I was having a great conversation with Dusty today, and like, I'm genuinely like upset, like sad, and it's not a
nobody knows.
It's not some like irrational sports loving thing.
I think it is, but that's the point.
It's the alumni in me that's just so. So broken and so devastated. And, you know, I laugh with Johnny Ludes in our sales department. He's the other coug in the building. For those of you that don't know, I am very upset about the fact that Jimmy Rogers is a snake and left us high and dry for Iowa State. And we'll have Alex Brink on today at 11:15 to chat with him about that. But it is more about the guy who lived on 677 Opal. Mm. It's more about the bartender at Rico's. It's more about the Bears out at the vet school. Like, it's more about like that school, that city and that town. I love that place so much. I always laugh and joke, like, if I'm 75 years old and I lose my wife, unfortunately, say she like dies to cancer or something like that, I'm moving to Pullman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna go live there.
Just pilgrimage back.
Yeah, and be the old guy sitting at the bar with season tickets for football games and only cares about football. Probably goes to basketball too. So I'm just so defeated by it.
How was your weekend?
Outside of that, my weekend was great.
Yeah?
I had a really good time, yeah.
Because you texted me a lot.
Oh, does that signal something's
wrong?
Yeah,
I was like, oh, buddy, he's...
he's going through it.
And it wasn't the, hey, what's going on, or hey, this is a stupid fun thing I found on Reddit. It was just, you were going through it.
I took all my anger out on Andy Dirt Johnson.
You did.
Which
great,
I don't...
great text, by the way.
Thank you.
Great text.
I was very, very upset. I was in my feels on Friday night.
Yes.
Well, I was pissed that North Texas lost.
Mm.
And then I got this news, and it was just like, oh God, no, 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 no!
Yeah.
And here we are. Outside of that, though, had a great little party on Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was fun. Saw all my friends. My best friend got engaged.
Hey, that's pretty rad. You do something cool?
He is in Mexico.
Oh.
And he called my oldest FaceTime, because it was his birthday on Friday. And so we were setting up the tree. Tree's up.
There you
Tree's all decorating up, so that's awesome.
Nice.
And he called me. He called my daughter.
Should I come over and shame the height, or are we good?
No, height's good. Okay. Height's good. He FaceTimed my oldest and told us about the engagement. And then my kids were like, why is Uncle Ryan's face all red? Why does he look so sweaty? His eyes look weird. And I was like, dude, because he's wasted. He's in Mexico and just got engaged.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of what happened.
And it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah. A little triumvirate.
Yeah.
Mexico engagement birthday.
So I was like, dude, why?
Wait, he got engaged on his birthday?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
It's a bit selfish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I've buried the lead here. He did not propose. His partner did.
Oh, okay.
Are we putting things together here?
That makes more sense.
There you go. One plus one.
Yeah, so
I had a nice weekend. And I think I would have been totally fine coming in today, but I walked in today, and it was Brandon Sprague being like, hey, loser. Jason Swigart, hey, loser. Yeah. Then I got salespeople coming over to me laughing at me about Liverpool. I'm like, oh, great. Just an awesome banner start to my day.
Everything you love.
Everything I love. Is falling apart right now.
Liverpool, not good.
Not good.
Washington State,
not good.
North Texas, not good.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have put any love into them.
Yeah. Donovan Klingon,
not playing. Not good. Not playing, yeah. Who should I sabotage?
Stay away from my stuff.
Who should I sabotage? I should sabotage somebody in the college football playoff, right?
Oregon.
A big Texas Tech guy.
Oregon.
Big Tech guy.
Oregon.
No, I can't do that.
That'd be fun. No, you're a closet Duck fan. We know. Let your Duck flag fly.
I'll be hardcore James Madison.
No, don't do that.
That's weak.
What are you talking about, dude? James Madison needed a safety with 2 minutes to go to beat my Cougs. If James Madison beats Oregon, transitive property, Wazoo, better than Oregon.
With Jimmy Rogers.
Dude, it's like, that's all it takes. That's all it takes today. If I'm in a point and I'm winning and you guys are like not having a good time with me, because I'm being a jerk, be like, I mean, you were great with Jimmy Rogers, and it'll just fall apart.
Just break you down.
It'll just fall apart instantly.
Who do we want?
What's that?
Who are you looking at a coach?
Oh, God. Not New Weasel.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I
kind of want that to happen for you, just so you have to have a Husky head coach.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It all sounds terrible. You know who I want? I wanted Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I wanted.
That's tough.
I would be okay with Jonathan Smith. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Hey, if you want to, like a sideways distraction, there's only two shopping weekends left until Christmas.
I can't believe it's December already. Poor Rusty's not even here for that.
Yeah, that's why he's not here.
Yeah.
Because it's December.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, we got a short week, man.
Well, let's get into that. Let's not bury the lead here on this. The reality is this week is awesome. Danny and I will be taking this show on the road, as the happy hour calls it. One for the road. As we'll be in Baltimore.
We will. And I am currently talking with our guy, Jimmy, to secure guests. And our guest list right now is dope.
I'm excited about that. I haven't seen it yet, so that tickles my fancy. Danny and I fly out on Thursday, so I think we'll have some replacements in here on Thursday.
Butt crack it on.
We'll do a live show on Friday from Baltimore, and then we're going to Army-Navy on Saturday. And I'm so excited about this as somebody, although I feel so... What's the way? I feel like I'm robbing somebody of a seat at this because I have no military background. I don't really come from a military family. I don't know a whole lot about it. And I'm just there for the ride, and I'm there for the pageantry and the excitement and what could be a really fun game. Army is getting plus six. Navy is the favorite here. Navy had a great run in the American Conference this year until they played Notre Dame. And North Texas. Those are their losses. And so I'm excited to see, you know, what Navy does offensively.
Look, the football is always good,
mm-hmm.
but it's the least important thing.
Oh, I know. I know. It's about the troops. It's about the pageantry.
It's sick as hell.
I imagine El Presidente will be there. Yes. And, you know, I say what you want about politics and whether you like the president or not. Just the office of the president is really, really rad. And person, whether I care for that person or not, wink, wink.
It's the office.
I'm stoked to be at a place that means so much to everybody.
There was at Army Navy last year in the bowels of FedEx Field in D.C. We were walking up to the press room, our press box early in the game, and there were a couple vehicles, SUVs, that looked like they were pretty heavy. And there were some men around them that looked like that they were not about to mess around.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other media members. So there's a couple veterans. Obviously, I'm one of them. I think there's about seven or eight of us that are a part of this deal. And that's kind of what this is brought to you by USAA. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the whole big deal. This is USAA's big event every year.
And you've said USAA does a great job.
They put on. But there's other people there that are media members. There's some locals, and then there's some other folks that are, you know, with other veterans with different shows. And one was like, "Oh, I want to go take a look at that SUV," and I'm like, "I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that."
I know. I'm gonna be like, "Whoa, that's a cool gun you got there," and he's gonna be like, "Back up."
Yeah. Oh no, you're gonna get tossed.
Yeah, I know.
Those are Secret Service members, but they were transport vehicles they're the backup vehicles for the president,
mm-hmm.
and they are bulletproof, fully up armored, like you can see everything that's going on there. One guy started to move towards it, and I looked at him. I go, wouldn't, and he's like, I go, mm-mm. And one of the Secret Service officers already started to take a step forward. And he was like 30 feet away, and I was like, they don't mess around, brother. That is so in the military, you have what's crossing red. So if you're on an Air Force installation, if you ever go and you get inside a hangar, which is obviously very rare, but there's a red line that is around aircraft. It does not matter. That if you are a 4-star general, if you break that red line, security forces will fold you like a pretzel. It does not matter.
Split you in two.
Yeah, it is a no joking matter. It's the same. The Secret Service treats those things the same way. You cross a certain threshold, you're gonna get tossed.
The high temperature on Sunday when we leave is 32 degrees.
Yeah, I saw that. We're in the low 20s pretty much the whole time we're there.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold.
The snow has disappeared. It's gonna be clear now.
That's dope. I'm excited about that.
But it's gonna be brutally cold the whole time we're there.
Yeah, I was looking at it.
How much crab are you gonna eat?
As much as humanly possible.
I'm not a big crab guy.
Oh, dude, I'm going to get after it.
I got to find some other delicacies.
I'm going to get after it.
I'll try a crab cake.
I'm going to go to the Orioles team shop for my boy Joe.
Oh, there you
go. Joe Fisher. I'm going to try to find him something fun, something nice.
Because Friday we're doing the show, but we have some time to kind of,
mm-hmm.
after, you know, before the show or after the show to kind of go around and do our thing.
I'm excited that our show starts at 1 p.m. that day.
Mm.
I mean, for you guys, it'll be 10 a.m. like normal.
But yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We have some time. Like last year, Dusty and I hopped on the Lime scooters and just went and checked out D.C.
I'm not allowed to be on a Lime scooter anymore.
Well, did you eat it?
I crashed and dislocated some ribs and it was really terrible.
I mean, it's clutch getting around D.C.
Well, I just took a turn at like 2 in the morning at 35 miles an hour.
Inebriated?
Extremely. And I was losing it, and I did the jump off and try to run to slow yourself down.
Oh, no. Tuck and roll, baby.
And the rib hit straight into the curb.
Oof.
And I got home, and I was like, oh, man, that doesn't feel good. And I woke up the next day and thought I was going to die because ribs, dude. Ribs.
Oh, look, I have a rib that pops out once every month because my body's broken. So
I had to have it pop back in, and it really stunk. But that'll be fun. We'll talk about this all week.
Yeah, once we have the guest list, I'll drop that in there. It's like I said, it's looking pretty stellar right now.
And I'm going to start doing some research on just the importance of this game, its historical value, and throw little nuggies at you all week, mm-hmm. for it. All right? Should be great. Oakley Doakley, we got a show for you today. Well, something happened in college football over the weekend that we'll have to get to. The Blazers, they had a weekend. I don't know if it was great, but they had a weekend. We'll also chime in on Oregon's path as the bracket is set and what it means for them and possibly the end of a Hall of Fame career I watched last night, and it was not very pretty. But a lot to get into today. It's a college football heavy day. Alex Brink will join us at 11:15 to talk Washington State and their coaching situation, how that kind of all happened out of nowhere and where they go from that. But let's start. Overall reactions. The bracket was revealed on Sunday morning. and everybody's mad. Except for maybe this guy. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.1018 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live, baby, as we always are, from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, the YouTube chats, youtube.com/1051TheFan. You can see our faces on there. You can see the actual disdain I have on my face for this Monday. But I'm happy to be here with you guys, because what do I always say, Danny? This is a safe place. This is a 3-hour safe place here where if you got things going on outside, it don't matter. We can just kick back, talk some sports.
But also, this is a YP, not an MP.
I know. And that's why I'm trying not to project it onto you, trying not to project it on Casey over there. I'm trying to fully understand that this is a me problem, not a you problem. For you, it is a YP, not an MP. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing my best.
Honestly, I don't want to see this happen to you, but it is fun watching you care a lot more than you did.
I know, isn't it weird? Like, I don't want to...
This is what getting skin in the game does to you, man. It's good.
I know. It is good. It is fantastic, and I think that's what's great about it. And, you know, imagine if you're a fan of one of these teams that made the bracket, dude. Like, it's huge. Whether you're Texas Tech, who's probably the sneaky giant in this, or Indiana, who looks the part of a national champion. The Oregon Ducks, who could surprise people. And I mean surprise people. I think most people in the region know what Oregon is. But I think outside of the region, they could surprise some people and go on a fat run on this thing. You know, what does Georgia look like after just bludgeoning Alabama? Like, there's a lot of hope and excitement in there. And it can just go to show that you don't need to be a college football playoff team to not have skin in the game.
Yes.
And it hurts. And it hurts bad. It hurts real bad. But let's get into that, all right? The first four byes in the college football playoff. Number one, Indiana, after their, I guess, win against Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, which is just for a hot second, dude. Oh, my God, man. I was so excited to watch that game. Then I had to watch an Ohio State-style game, and I was like, this sucks. People want me to be an Ohio State fan. Maybe I will be.
Gross.
Well, they'll fall apart then.
Well.
See?
Oregon's right there for you.
See what I mean? I'm not going to do that. Indiana grabs the number one overall seed. Ohio State, number two. I think we kind of thought that's how that was going to go, that the loser wouldn't fall too much.
I'd just like to say, Indiana. Best team in the country.
Best team in the country. You had that right from the beginning of the year, and I think you are still correct right now. I think Georgia has something to say about that as well. The way they handled Alabama. Look, Alabama has problems. for sure. They can't run the ball. I know they've got some guys hurt, but like this Bama team is the worst they've played all year.
Yeah, they're not doing well going into this.
No, they're not. And we'll chat about Bama in a minute about their situation. But Georgia absolutely steamrolled them. I think looking at this from a top four perspective, I think you got to like Indiana and Georgia. Not counting the first round games, just the byes, the four teams with a bye.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, Ohio State didn't get beat to death.
No.
Where I will give Ohio State credit is their red zone defense was great.
Mm-hmm.
They were fantastic in there. But we saw Julian Sand not.
He's not very good.
Maybe not
very good, but like just not ready.
No, he's not ready. And he's a true freshman. This isn't a knock on him. He's probably going to come back next year and be the number one quarterback in the country. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
He'll be the Heisman Trophy favorite.
Yeah, 100%. But you saw Mendoza. I mean, that throw was just.
It's great. That we asked for a moment and we got it.
Got it. And, you know, I said, you know, going into that game, let's see Mendoza in the red zone, scramble for 11 yards, get a touchdown, strike the pose. He didn't do that, but, like, he had the moment where he went, that's the throw, see you later, bye.
Yeah, we'll chat some more Mendoza tomorrow, play some stupid audio from him, too, from the post game. But, you know, and then let's get into these first-round teams real quick, all right? Before, we'll spend some time on each one of them, including Oregon at the Big Nooner. Look, I think for the most part, if I hadn't seen everything that was building up to this bracket, mm-hmm. and this is the bracket you showed me, by the letter of the law and by what I saw, for the most part, I think this bracket is fine. Does the five the highest ranked conference champions, did I have two of them being G5s on my board? No. Do I like it? No, but those are the rules.
Yes.
Okay, and so those are the rules, and that rule is in place because it's an antitrust violation if they don't allow the G5 representation. It's like all these years that we were like, remember when the Western Conference and the NBA was dominating? Everybody's like, the Eastern Conference sucks. They should just put in more teams from the Western. We've seen this in the NFL, whether it's the AFC, the NFC, etc. It all balances out. This is just a year in which the ACC was down, mm-hmm. and Miami lost bad games and wasn't in the title game, but they still got in. So I think for the most part, you know, we'll talk about the Bama situation. We'll talk about Notre Dame. At the end of the day, Texas Tech deserved to get in. They deserved to buy. Mm-hmm. Oregon deserved to be the 5 seed. Ole Miss deserved to get in. Miami deserved to get in and got in. And everybody else, I'm kind of just like, eh. Do I think Oklahoma's good? I don't.
No.
And the fact that I have to watch this Bama game again, I'm not stoked about that. No. But you led me to believe everything, and then it transpired that way, minus the Notre Dame situation. I'm supposed to be mad about this? I don't know. It looks fine to me.
I mean, overall, it makes sense. And we talked about this. Do they have the huevos to put two Group of Five teams in there?
They did.
We talked about it all week last mm-hmm. week. Of like, will they do it? I was like, I hope they do.
And they did. The only thing I think I would have loved is I would have loved to have seen, and I know that it's based on rankings and seedings, but like, I don't want to see Tulane Ole Miss again. I already watched that game and they won by 40.
You know, I was kind of joking before the show. Imagine if Tulane still had Darian Mensah and Mekhi Hughes.
They might be a different team.
They'd be a real, like again, BYU, Tulane Jew, whatever you want to call him now with Retzloff. It's a good quarterback.
Good quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Darian Mensah's better.
Yeah, and I just kind of wish that's the one thing I don't love about this situation is that I don't love that it's an Alabama-Oklahoma rematch, a Tulane-Ole Miss rematch. You know, I would rather have seen, look,
I mean, the potential for rematches is all over the place. That's what grosses me out. I don't want more rematches.
I don't. You know, you got Ole Miss Alabama staring at you. Could have easily done that. They didn't play in the regular season. Give Oklahoma a G5 team if you really like Oklahoma that much. Dude, Texas A&M and Miami, that's a spicy game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real spicy game.
I don't want to see Oregon Indiana again. I wanted to see that right. Flopped.
All right. I wanted to see the only way they meet is if they meet in a national championship.
No.
That's the only way.
Just, you know, I don't know, man. I just, looking at that, I was surprised that Georgia didn't get the two.
Were you?
Yeah. Because even though that score is a tight game, Indiana mauled the hell out of Ohio State.
I did think Indiana was better, but the flip side of that, too, is that Georgia hung it on Bama.
That's what
I
mean.
That game was not close.
That game was not close.
Oh, I thought you were saying Indiana.
No, Indiana won.
Ohio State.
Well, no, I mean, Ohio State did. Or Indiana did manhandle
them. They shut down their offense pretty good.
They did nothing. They did nothing. Now, you can say Ohio State's defense is really good and they shut down Mendoza in the red zone. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Ohio State could do nothing. Indiana's defense. We have talked all season about how good Ohio State's defense. I have sat here and beat the drum. Indiana's defense is nasty. Isaiah Jones, the Oregon fans, you should know him, number 46. That guy is a demon.
Yeah, there he was giving nightmares all day in that game.
Goodness gracious. But I think I would have liked to see that flipped where Ohio State's 3, Georgia's 2, because that would have put Miami, A&M in that bracket. Ole Miss, Tulane, the winner of that would have faced Ohio State. I don't know, man.
Because, see, to your point, that's what you're saying. I assume Ole Miss is going to beat Tulane. They beat them by 40 last time. I can't imagine that.
And we're getting a rematch.
And then it's Ole Miss, Georgia again. And I would have rather seen Ole Miss, Ohio State, and Texas A&M or Miami.
Look, if we're going to talk about the SEC and the Big Ten, let them play each other.
A&M didn't play Georgia either. I'd love to see that.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, let them play each other. That's what I want to see. I want to see that cross-pollination in there in those rounds. And it's like, come on, man. You know, again, the Bama-Oklahoma, I like that for Indiana.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, that's that Big Ten-SEC crossover, give me that.
Is, I know what TV wants. I know what ESPN wants. But what do we as college football fans want? Dude, we want Indiana, Georgia, and the Natty.
Yes.
I think that's what we want.
Yes. Give me best on best, the SEC's best against the Big Ten's best. Let's see what happens.
ESPN and Herbie want Georgia, Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's what they want. And that could be a semifinal. But I think the best game of this. Now, who knows? A team could pop out and all of a sudden be amazing. I want to have a real conversation about Texas Tech tomorrow because we're so chock full today. Like, Texas Tech is a damn good football team.
Baron Morton was going off.
But there's a lot of me that says the best game will be Indiana, Georgia. It really will. And the bracket's set up that way.
Yes.
And that I am excited about. At least the possibilities of the semifinals could be really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Indiana Tech, Indiana Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State.
If I'm being honest, I want an upset in the first round, but in the semis, I want chalk.
You want chalk.
I want chalk
because you want to see it.
I want to see best on best.
I would like to see Texas Tech up against a real team. You know, not to poo-poo on the Big 12 too much. I think the Big 12 proved a lot of us wrong a little bit. I know we all loved Utah at the beginning of the year, and they kind of had some clunkers here and there, but
really
BYU
good,
was
great.
Good. Yeah, really good, not great, but this Texas Tech team could be really great.
I mean, that defense is nasty.
Really nasty.
They've got
the mustache crew or whatever they call themselves.
They've got dudes on every level. I'm about that team. That's a fun, spicy team.
I'm about that team. All right, let's get into controversy here, all right, as Miami makes it in. Okay, I was told the entire time they weren't going to make it in. They didn't play, and they got in. Let's go there next. But first, there's Casey with sports.
Time to nut up or shut up.
He's a big ass boy.
He's a biracial angel.
College football playoff. You know, I'm genuinely concerned because, like, when this stuff happens, obviously there's like drama and controversy around it. But I'm having a hard time discerning if this controversy this year is real or not. You know, like, are we manufactured or is this real?
I mean, it's manufactured.
Because the biggest thing that I don't understand, and we'll get to Notre Dame in a moment, the one thing that I don't understand is actually probably the part they got right. Is like, how did you tell me all year long that Notre Dame was going, but it's actually Miami? It feels very course corrective on the committee's part to put Miami in. Now, I'd love to be a fly on the wall on them having that conversation, because somebody in the room has to say what everybody else is saying, right? Hey, guys, why are we putting in Miami now, but we didn't last week? You know, somebody had to have asked that question. Now, am I glad that Miami is in? Yes, I am. I think Miami deserves to be in. I think they had two rough losses in the ACC this year, sure, but they were multiple times that we felt they were one of the best teams in the nation.
Yes.
We felt Carson Beck was a Heisman candidate. They have nasty guys on the defense. They're well coached. I know we have Mario issues in-game stuff, but I think Miami's a good team, and I for one am glad they're in.
They've got talent, they've got NFL dudes. You know what they can be, their peak. Like, yeah.
Because get this, if Miami didn't go in and they kept Notre Dame in that spot, do you know what the game would be? Notre Dame at Texas A&M. I already saw that in South Bend this year.
Yeah, and what happened?
They lost.
And what happened with Notre Dame Miami?
They lost.
Move on out.
I know. I'm glad for Miami. I mean, I'm not a Miami fan. I never have been. You know, they're like the Dallas Cowboys of college football for me growing up.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Miami was always really good, but they were always a villain.
Yeah.
Throwing up the U, bad boys, getting in trouble,
third leg,
hot tub parties, you know, stuff like that. So, like, I grew up not liking them, but that still doesn't take away from the fact that they should have got in. And if I'm them and you're sweating bullets that entire Sunday morning, knowing if you get in and then you get in, you're like, whoa, like, how is this? Like, why did you just play with my emotions so much just to go and tell me, yeah, you were always coming, buddy?
Well, that was the point. Like, we all know why we don't talk about Miami right now, but Notre Dame was put above them for what reason?
And nobody could ask.
It's TV. We know why. It was for TV. It was all the BS. The resume was the resume. They played head to head. Look, I'll throw USC in here in the final rankings. Where did USC finish ahead of Michigan? Ahead of them.
Yeah.
Did they play head to head?
They did.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it took weeks for them to be ranked ahead of them.
It was like
they had to lose to Oregon. Yeah, do you remember
that? I was like, why is Michigan ahead of USC? Yeah. Like, I said it like three different weeks. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not just because I'm a USC guy. It's because, like, what the hell are we doing here?
And the committee
it happened on the field.
And I think the committee made the right choice, but like how we got so ass backwards. What, BYU lost in the Big 12 game, Big 12 title game, so now we think Miami should get in? You never had BYU in the first place.
And it was just
I guess they did technically, but we knew they weren't going to be
in. And this is after telling us that championship games weren't going to matter. And then they did.
And they clearly do.
Well, they don't because Alabama is in.
Rules for me and not for thee.
It's like, what are we doing?
Look, a lot of this, too, is, you know, whether we have guests on or other shows at the station have guests on, or it's national narratives, you know, people, it's like Herb Street or somebody like that is always talking about, you know, I wouldn't want to be on the committee. That's a tough job. Is it a tough job? Because right now I have my five highest ranked conference champions. Mm-hmm. Do I love that it's two G5s? I don't. Do I love that it's Tulane and James Madison? I don't. But that's the rule.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have no way to get around the rule. You can wash your hands clean. Somebody's like, why'd you put in two G5 teams? You're like, that's the rule. I have no choice. Outside of that, these are all probably what I would have chosen.
Even
the Alabama situation, the Ole Miss situation, the Miami situation, all of these teams right here. Mm-hmm. Do I really think BYU, Texas, or Notre Dame are better than them? I don't.
No.
I don't. That's the reality.
So shout out Sark.
This job is easy.
For not acting a fool.
I know. And it's because so many people are acting fools right now. They say, oh, this job's so hard. I would hate to be them. Dude, I'll go do it. There's a rule I had to follow. And now you got three slots, okay, for six teams. Mm-hmm. I would have chose those three teams. Do I like Bama in this situation with three losses? No. But do I think Bama beats BYU on a neutral field?
Yes.
Sure do. Do I think Bama beats Texas on a neutral field? I sure do. Mm-hmm. Do I think Bama beats Notre Dame on a neutral field? I sure do. It's not that hard, and they're making it hard.
Because of all of the stuff that they did around it for the last couple weeks. That's the problem. And I saw somebody, God, who was it? One of the ESPN guys, one of the data guys, said something along the lines, I think it might have been Barnwell, they might have to rip up the contract, ESPN and college football.
Because it's getting too...
Because they're required to have the 5-week lead up in the rankings on TV.
Hmm. And they don't like that.
Well, they don't like it because it exposes them for being idiots.
It does. It really does. It's a really bad
look. Well, I like Notre
Dame,
but I want to put them here because, you know, Notre Dame. You know what, Notre Dame? Go into a freaking conference.
I don't live in that world.
Go into a conference.
This texter, 503-864-6326, did you see that if it was last year's format, the winner of Oregon James Madison would be playing Tulane? That's why they changed things, because Boise State was that team last year. But Boise State, we don't have a problem with because they're like the most notarized G5 team in the nation. Like, everybody knows who Boise State is.
They've earned it in a sense.
Totally.
And now you can say, well, they shouldn't do that because it's the same thing you're doing for Notre Dame, but also... Boise State does have that.
And what happened? Notre Dame won their first round game, went on the road to Boise State and beat them.
Yeah.
And that's how that went.
Ding, ding, ding.
And that's how that would go. I really don't have a problem with this bracket. I don't. I hate the rematches.
Some of the seeding, I would probably
that is what I don't like.
Things, but other than that, yeah, I'm with you.
It feels like they maybe bailed out Ole Miss because of the Lane drama,
which is kind of funny after they screwed over Florida State.
But we say they are these the same people?
I mean,
because it feels there's a new person every week.
There's remnants. I mean, you obviously had the guy who ran the committee had to step down. Remember that.
Is there anything about this Miami team, to put a bow on this Miami conversation, is there anything about this team that you like to go on a run?
I mean, they have talent.
They do.
They have, if you told me they beat A&M, I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked either.
Well, let's frame
especially if Marcel Reed has a Marcel Reed type game.
That's what I mean. Let's frame it this way. Every team in the top four we think can win the national title, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. How many more teams do we think can win the national title? Oregon?
Oregon. I think Oregon can win a natty.
If Ole Miss had Lane, I'd say yes, but that is a tough one for me.
I think it's a tough one, too. Even if Charlie Weiss Jr. is calling the plays, I think Lane's got an extra one there.
What about A&M?
I think they could.
It probably stops there, though. I don't think Oklahoma. I don't think Alabama.
Miami has the defense to do it.
That's what I was just going to say.
They have the defense to it, and they have a vet who's been in the college football playoff before and won games.
Mm-hmm.
In Carson Beck, the vampire himself.
So, seven teams. That's got to be the most we've ever had.
Yeah.
So, in that essence, they got it right.
I think so, too. And the biggest complaint that people have, and let's get into that. Let's go to that right now. The biggest complaint people have is Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have that conversation.
Okay.
You ready?
Do it.
Because they're a three-loss team, and that pisses a lot of people off. Well, might be a pretty good three-loss team. It might not be. We'll do that next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour here, hour number deuce, we will finally have that Notre Dame conversation. Just kind of want to let it marinate. You guys are chiming in, 503-864-6326, along with the YouTube chat as well. I see them all. I'll read a ton of those comments in hour number deuce when we do get to Notre Dame. We'll have Alex Brink on at 11:15 to chat the coaching situation fiasco up at Washington State. I was texting with him last night, and he said he had a lot to say. So I'm excited to bring him on, kind of shine some light on one of the new Pac-12 founding members, how this relates to being Oregon State from the previous year, and my new hatred for Brandon Sprague. So
love that.
We'll do that in hour number deuce, plus web gems as well. But sticking here in college football playoff, and look, there's a little bit of NFL today. Tomorrow will be a heavy NFL show. College is just, there's a lot to get to. We'll get to the Ducks in their path at the big nooner. And then we'll chat a little Blazers as well. But sticking in this, the last thing before we get to Notre Dame is Alabama's in. And as I said in the last segment, I think, Danny, you were agreeing with me, of all the teams that didn't get in, I still think Alabama is better than all of them. I think Alabama has some problems. I think they really struggle to run the ball, and they've got some guys hurt right now.
Yeah,
but
the GM Miller of it all is, I mean, they struggled without him, but I mean, they struggled with him, but without him, it's non-existent.
But what have we learned? What have we learned already in 2 years at Alabama? DeBoer has some warts. I think there's a roster situation in Alabama, but I don't know if it's necessarily DeBoer's fault. But dude, the guy wins big games. He's won big games. He has a little bit of problem sometime losing not big games. And obviously the SEC title game was not pretty for them. But I do think that Alabama, narrative or not, you know, Kirk Herbstreit and Nick Saban can say whatever they want on ESPN. When I look at all the teams that could have got in, BYU, Notre Dame, Texas, I like Bama over all of them. On any neutral site, even Bama on the road at a lot of those places, I like Bama in that game. Because I think DeBoer has shown that he can win those games. The problem, if there is a problem that I have, and this might just be based on how many spots are open. Look, the G5 thing, that throws a wrench in it harder than anybody I think realizes. Because when they tell me that the conference championship game should not matter, okay, well, go ask BYU that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ask North Texas that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ask, you know, Ohio State that for different reasons. Go ask Alabama that. I think a lot of the problem is that the SEC gets the benefit of the doubt, as they should to some extent, to put in a playoff team of the caliber of Alabama, even if they lose by 25 in the SEC championship game. The problem is that we never thought BYU was better than Alabama in the first place. We never thought North Texas was better than Alabama in the first place. So if you lose your conference championship game, or Virginia for that matter, if you lose your conference championship game, I got to look at all the teams that lost their conference championship game. And if you look at all of those, who's the better team? Of every team that lost their college, their conference championship game outside of Indiana, Ohio State, is any of them better than Alabama?
Probably not. Again, coming into the SEC title game, Alabama's two losses were opening week to Florida State,
which looked like a good loss for a little bit, and now it looks bad.
And then Oklahoma 23-21.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that game was ugly.
And as a reminder, this is who Alabama beat this season. Georgia 24-21. Vandy, and then again, at Georgia, mm-hmm, between the hedges.
Yep, it was a That's big
a
Saturday
great
night.
Win.
It was a big Saturday night.
The next week, Vandy, 30-14. The next week, at Missouri, so another road SEC game against a ranked opponent, 27-24. The next week, Tennessee, 37-20. The next week, at South Carolina, you can say what you want about them, 29-22.
We were high on that team coming into the year.
Then the next week, they beat LSU 20-9, and they lose the next week, 23-21, in a close game to Oklahoma. Like, I don't think anybody in the country has a more difficult stretch of games than Alabama does in that stretch, and they went 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And their only other loss of the season is Georgia in an SEC title game.
And I think the cry foul about the whole situation is that Notre Dame's losses are better than Alabama's losses. Okay.
Alabama's wins are infinitely better. Infinitely better.
These are Notre Dame's best wins in comparison, and there's a lot to break down with Notre Dame, so I'm not worried talking about their schedule. Their best wins off the top of my head are Boise State, Pitt, and Navy. Am I correct? Wow. Real tough job over there, guys. I'm going to take the team.
SC.
Oh, USC. There you go. There's another one. Okay, that's a good win.
That's their best win.
That's their best win. And their losses are against two playoff teams.
Let's do something real quick.
Shoot.
I was kind of thinking about this, and would it change anything? What if Notre Dame had beaten A&M but to lost to USC? Both were home games.
I don't think they get in. I don't think they get in. I think USC is closer in that conversation because now they're only a two-loss team.
Yep.
I think USC becomes in that Texas, BYU, Alabama kind of area of Notre Dame, who's getting in.
Think about it this way. If, again, this is not me just doing this for USC, but it was interesting.
I see where you're going.
Looking at this, would USC be in over Alabama?
I don't think so.
At 10-2, they wouldn't be ahead of them because Alabama lost?
I don't think so. Okay. I see where you're going.
But that's my point, right?
I think USC would jump into that, like I said, Texas, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama pool, and I think they would give it to Bama because they played in the SEC Conference Championship. Yep. And that's why.
And that's where I'm kind of going with this. This isn't me trying to lift up USC. This is me saying, like, if we've shifted this around, and gave that, because the head-to-head, you can't change the head-to-head Miami-Notre Dame, because if that happens, Notre Dame's in.
I think SC and Notre Dame swap spots in perception, but neither get in, is what I would say.
In either way, Bama's in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think it was inevitable, and I don't think it's super, you know, ESPN bias. Are they a three-loss team? Yeah. Yeah. Are there a bunch of two-loss teams out there, but you're going to put Vandy in?
Bama
would just watched Bama smoke Vandy.
Let's say A&M made the SEC title game instead of Bama. Guess what?
And A&M loses? They're probably in the same spot they are right now.
But
they're
guess
probably
what?
Number seven.
Bama's a two-loss team.
Right.
And they beat Georgia.
And Bama would still be in. Yep. Yep.
So why are we doing this?
If A&M doesn't lose to Texas, if A&M doesn't lose to Texas and then loses to Georgia in the SEC title game, they're probably where they are now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're six. Ole Miss gets bumped down to seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're looking at the same teams. Four different scenarios, and I think we're looking at the same teams.
That's what I mean. Like,
if Ohio State loses to Michigan and Oregon goes to the Big Ten title game, is this really all different?
No, Ohio State swap spots.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
It's such a tough job. I don't know if it's a tough job.
I don't think it was that tough.
I think it was put... The problem is how they led up to it.
Yes.
They just were so ass backwards and so idiotic in this Notre Dame situation. I think there were times where I was kind of like, you know, Notre Dame might be a better team than Miami. I'm okay with that. That's what they were telling me. So I was like, okay, if they've done their job and their research and they tell me that they think Notre Dame is better, but then these teams don't play and they don't get in, that's when I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you guys?
Notre Dame played Miami and Miami won.
They did.
That's it for me. So I want to say like 6-7 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer ago, right around the middle of the season, we talked about how many teams do we legitimately think could win a national title? And I think we landed on 8. We just did it, and we're down to 7.
Yeah.
Not much has changed. No. And the only reason we're at 7 is because Lane Kiffin left.
Yep.
Otherwise, it'd be 8 still.
100%.
Nothing has changed.
Nope.
So yeah.
I think Oklahoma is any different now that they're in the playoffs?
No.
Nope, sure don't.
I still don't trust them. So, like, this idea, like, I don't think Notre Dame was winning a title. I saw them play. I watched them play against my team, and I went, if USC doesn't shoot themselves in the foot trying to throw a trick play and doesn't allow a kickoff return for a touchdown, they win that game.
And let's not beat around the bush here. I know Notre Dame was in the national championship last year.
And they played really well.
That team is infinitely better than this year's team. Better quarterback play.
Different quarterback play, but better
last year.
A guy that you, like, stylistically, look, Riley Leonard was not throwing the ball. But what they did it really well.
And Jeremiah Love is, a lottery pick in the NFL draft, and he's very good. But this Notre Dame team is not what they were last year. And that's why their biggest win is against USC and Boise State. Mm-hmm. And
that's why they dropped those games.
Pitt and Navy.
They dropped a game at home against A&M, and they went down to Miami and lost.
Let's get to this Notre Dame thing. There's a lot. 503-864-6326. We'll read your chat. Should they be in a conference? Why were they penalized? And are you really, you're really going to take your trucks and go home? Really? Notre Dame University? Children. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.